This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3259 for Thursday the 28th of January 2021. Today's show is entitled, Nextcloud, the Easy Way. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, self-hosting a Nextcloud instance.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This episode has been inspired by a discussion we had on the HPR News New Year's show. I use a script I found online in an article about how to set up Nextcloud Pi, which is an easy way to set up Nextcloud, obviously on a Raspberry Pi. So first, what is Nextcloud? Nextcloud is an open source project that allows you to control and upload documents, pictures, and all files that you wish to own on your own personal computer at home from everywhere using Nextcloud web interface or clients. In times where pretty much every big company tracks you down from everywhere, it is almost impossible to escape them if you are using the internet. Nextcloud and a local computer are kind of fresh air of personal privacy. The assumption before you start is that you either have a Raspberry Pi 3 or 4, preferably a 4, because it will be a lot more reactive when you try to access it. You also need a static IP. They say to get it from your service provider, but you can use DuckDNS, which is a dynamic DNS hosting service. You will also need USB storage. You can get a 1 terabyte drive on Amazon for under $50, but the more you can spare for extra storage, the better. So I had all that. I upgraded the system just to make sure that it was up to date for this install with a sudo apt update %, sudo apt get upgrade. After that, you can start the Nextcloud on Raspberry Pi installation by executing the following script, and it's a curl script that I'll show and put in the show notes. I also put in the notes what the script entails so you can check it out before you run it. After some time, it's about 20 to 30 minutes, the installation should finish. At the end of the script, there should be a clickable link to open up your new Nextcloud install in your default browser. You will get the usual your connection is not private message, and you'll have to ignore it. Go through the steps to ignore it for this time around. Now you come to a Nextcloud Pi activation screen. It gives you a good long password for the Nextcloud Pi install plus all your Nextcloud user. And I would suggest printing that and putting it in a safe place. I mean, print it to a file. When you're ready with the above, you just hit activate and enter the NCP as the user plus the password, and you'll be greeted by a Nextcloud configuration wizard. You want to be careful at this point, because if the storage you're using already has data on it, you don't want to format it. But if you're using a fresh drive, then go ahead and click Format with BotterFS. If you're ready for Nextcloud to be able to be accessed outside your house, then you want to forward ports 80 and 443 to your Raspberry Pi address. The wizard will ask you if you want to do it manually or through the Nextcloud setup, and you'll want to choose you do it manually. Now is a good time to head over to duckdns.org and select your DNS subdomain. You will be entering that into, you'll be taking that URL and plugging it into the next, go into the Nextcloud Pi web panel, and from there you'll be going to the trusted domain so that you can enter the URL from duckdns.org, which allows you to access your Nextcloud Pi from the web. With that same URL from DuckDNS, it's time to generate a Let's Encrypt SSL certificate. And you need to apt install a certbot and the Python certbot for Apache. That will install the certbot script, which will help a lot with generating a free SSL certificate from Let's Encrypt. To start the script, execute this command, sudo certbot dash dash Apache. You'll be entering your email address and agree to the Let's Encrypt Terms of Service. Press A and type Enter. Select whether or not you want to share your email with the CertBot Foundation. And then you enter the subdomain that you got from DuckDNS right there. And select which virtual host you would like to choose. Type 2 to redirect all traffic to HTTPS, and in a short bit you should have an SSL certificate saying congratulations, your certificate and chain have been stored at, saved at, and it'll show where it saved it. If everything went right, you can type in your dynamic DNS and it'll go to your new Nextcloud instance. The next thing I did was install an app from the disabled apps, which you can reach by the drop down menu on the right hand corner of the install. And I selected external storage support, which is really useful if you have, say, a lot of pictures that you want to be able to access through this interface. And another one that I liked was the dark support. It's an app called Breeze Dark. At this point, I thought it was useful to shut down the Pi and make a bit by bit backup with DD of the SD card. I know it's not the most secure way to set up this, but at least it gave me a taste of what Nextcloud was like, and I'm sure somebody else will do an episode on how to harden an install of Nextcloud. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.